This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, we have much to cover over the next hour. I'm going to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlight information that the MSM is withholding, the mainstream media, and of course that's what we're doing here, first and foremost. With that said, we're going to be talking about the global warming hoax exposed. It goes from bad to worse, friends, and we have some audio for you, and it's you feel stupid for the people that are beginning or attempting to advocate global warming. But then you step back and think about what they're trying to advocate, and you just let them fall into it. As a matter of fact, it was Al Gore, a global warming message to an audience in Washington, D.C., that said, the survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk. And even more, if more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake. Remember, friends, that fear is always what's used to sell. And we see this, folks, across the country on a daily basis, especially through the media and that of corrupt politicians. Remember what William Pitt the Younger said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. We've got to hurry up and do this. Friends, you've got to understand what's going on here. William goes on, it is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. It's the creed of slaves to believe the lying tyrants, friends. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes here, coming up after the first segment here. Sons of Liberty Media. Highlight as to what again is going on in the country. Is taxpayer money going to an Islamic terror refugee resettlement charity? Don't be surprised, friends. We got a lot of fraud going on here in the state of Minnesota with that being said. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we have, and I'm not making this up, friends, Germany continues to submit to Sharia. New law banning child marriage declared unconstitutional. Folks, they're advocating pedophilia. And you're seeing that here, friends, with a different mask on in the United States of America. But again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Germany continues to submit to America to Sharia. New law, they call it, banning child marriage declared unconstitutional. It's also interesting to know, friends, if you don't mind me inserting this, I watched a video the other day of immigrants from the Middle East coming into Germany, and it's interesting what's being given to them. And they film and they do a little bit of a documentary on this one Muslim, and he has his three wives and his five-bedroom home, friends. And he said, this home was given to us. Well, what they're doing, friends, is they're driving out the people in Germany, and the homes are given over to the illegal immigrants. And they are illegal because they're not there to assimilate, neither, friends. They're there to conquer and to every step of the way, friends. Remember what Malcolm X used to say, by any means necessary, and that's exactly what they're doing. But it was also interesting to note, not only was his house given to him, but he was also talking about the money that the government gave him. And that was the narrator that was doing the documentary asked the question, so how much is it that you get every month? And he paused for a moment because he didn't want to answer the question because it might raise eyebrows. But he was asked, how much money is the government giving you here? And he says, well, I don't know. I just go to the bank every week and withdraw the money that I need. Folks, if you think that's so far out there, especially if you in the United States of America, keep in mind 93% of those Middle Eastern Muslims coming into America, friends, they're on welfare. 93% of them are on welfare. I believe 68% of them are on cash welfare. So all you good people out there working and doing your job, you're supporting those that mean to destroy and conquer your country. And if you don't believe me, friends, first look to the Word of God, Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15, and Deuteronomy 28, starting in 15, and read to the end of the chapter, friends, and tell me what you see and what you read is not exactly what's happening. And again, if you want verifiable evidence, go ahead and look to Germany, look to France, look to the UK as to what's going on there today. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we have, guess what, friends? Oh, no, tell me it's not so. Vaccination goes wrong for guess who? Lou Ferrigno hospitalized after his pneumonia shot. The Incredible Hulk. Remember that guy? I think it was in the 80s. I'm not sure. But again, this is to be found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, do yourself a favor and cross-check all vaccinations. Do yourself a favor and cross-check all vaccinations. You hear horror stories all day long. And when you see the pharmaceuticals pushing something, friends, where they spend 15 seconds on a commercial that lasts a minute telling you how good their product is, and then for 45 seconds they tell you the side effects, that should be enough to tell anybody something's wrong. But this is how they sell their products to the people. It's like somebody that smokes cigarettes. That's all you have to do is look to the side of the package of cigarettes, folks. And it'll tell you the cause, the side effects. But yet people buy them and they keep going back to their own demise. Why that is, I have no idea. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. Kent State, we have Gun Girl. Caitlin Bennett blows away Happy Holidays. Watch the video. It's actually pretty funny. But again, she's just standing against tyrants at every step of the way, friends. Remember, Thomas Jefferson said, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. And I'll tell you what, she's leading the way, folks, when it comes to what our forefathers taught her in an exhibition, in an example, friends, every step of the way. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, New York Times uses Christmas to promote, listen carefully, Islamic terror group. Notice how big tech companies are defending terror groups. They're defending groups like Planned Parenthood and communist organizations that are subversive to American government. But if you tell the truth, and even pedophiles now, friends, even organizations like NAMBLA in parallel, friends, by shutting down accounts that are exposing pedophiles for who they are and what they're guilty of. You have big tech companies shutting down their accounts for telling the truth. Not a good place to put yourself, America. But again, keep in mind who's promoting terrorism. And if, again, you go back to Leviticus 26, you will find in verse 15, starting in the curses, that the Lord said, if you refuse to keep my commandments and my statutes and my judgments, friends, he said, I will appoint over you terror. And keep in mind, Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition for the word terror, is intimidation by government. And keep in mind who is responsible for more people and the death of more people than the state itself. Because I'm here to tell you, nobody is. Wake up, America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have 104 affiliates, 105 affiliates across the United States of America listening to us right now. We want to tell you thank you for your trust, and thank you for the response, too. We totally appreciate it. We hear from you people all over the country every day of the week, and we just appreciate you. And coming together, because it's important that we network, friends, because through networking, we're going to be made strong. A cord of three is not easily broken, the Bible tells us, and that's exactly right. With that said, again, friends, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact one with another. Again, keep in mind, big tech companies are doing their best to keep us shadow banned. So look us up, and if you can't find us right away, which you should be able to, just go to Bradley Dean. You'll find plenty of information because Google, it's interesting, friends, how a page will have five shares on it, and they're on the front page, and it's negative content on me according to their world, right? But according to a Christian lawful world, friends, they are, again, acting subversively towards who we are. Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean, do a Bradley Dean Google search as well, and I guess my point was this. It's interesting to note that you'll have five shares on one page, and then I'll have 86,000 shares, and that page you have to go two and three pages deep to find it. So it shows you again what Google is doing, friends. They're trying to put the negative up forward. And again, that's all you have to do is to understand what I'm saying here is go read Isaiah 5:20. They're trying to revise. If they can't just blatantly shut you out, they want to attempt to create you as the enemy of the state. And I'll tell you, the only reason that there's any enemies of the state in this country today, at least from my perspective and my worldview, friends, is because we're doing the right thing and they're not. And they don't want to be uncovered. But again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. That's just how things work here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. We got another video going up at the end of the week. We have several hundred videos That are up even now, showing you America's issues, and we're bringing about the resolve concerning every single one of them. They're short videos. They're not elongated. They're not drawn out. And they're not overwhelming, friends. They're educational. And what we're doing, again, friends, is we're magnifying the law against the crime rather than the way that you're taught in this country. And that's exactly why judgment is turned backwards and upside down, Isaiah 59, is because the people don't understand. It's our job as we, the people in this country who are the government, to right the wrongs. And the way that you do that is you don't magnify the wrong against the right. You magnify the right against the wrong to establish righteousness and peace with in the gate. And it's called judgment, friends. Read Isaiah 26, 9, Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9, 24, Psalm 9, 16, and the list goes on and on. Psalm 89, friends, again, I'm known by the judgments that I execute, saith the Lord, Psalm 9, 16. So again, with that said, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Before I get started on this global warming hoax, I wanted to highlight, friends, that it is the end of the year for the ministry. And with that said, ministries always seem to have a hard time in November and December, of course, because the holiday season begins and people are spending money on their families. And that's all well. But please do not forget about us in the process. And if you'd like to make a year-end donation or you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store or membership, friends, and or the donate page, and go ahead and donate. And again, I just want to let you know, without you, we're not going to survive. So again, we just thank you for your support, and do consider us concerning your end of the year giving even now. Sons of Liberty Media, go to or Sons of Liberty Radio, go to store, and then once you open up the store, you can find whatever page it is that you seek out. Again, thank you for your support. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Now, folks, speaking of it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, it's interesting because we have the global warming hoax exposed, and it just went from bad to worse. I shared with you concerning Al Gore, the survival of the United States of America as we know it, it's at risk, America, said Al Gore. It's at risk. If more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake. Did you hear what he said? The survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk. And even more, if more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake. Oh, my goodness, Al Gore. Oh, this is craziness, brother, from another. I don't know what to say there. Because, brother, I don't know where you came from, dog. I mean, you want to talk about the global warming campaign and the emperor found without his clothes on. Here you have it. I mean, this guy talks out of both sides of his mouth. He fumbles over everything he says. And why is that? Because he's going to keep pushing until, guess what, friends? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Now, I want to say this. When I hear the deep concerns of them that are fear-mongering, like that of Al Gore, on the behalf of ill and designing men, John 8:44, concerning the topics that they are in fact creating, they are to merely add more tax to further oppress and control you, the people. I have to say it's astounding to the degree and to the lengths that men will go to control the lives of other men. Now, I made a reference here in John 8:33. Because when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees said that they were in bondage to no one and that they were the seed of Abraham. It's interesting how the Roman government fully dictated the lives of the Pharisees and the scribes. In other words, what I'm saying, friends, is don't play the fool to ill and designing men. Because that's exactly what they are. They are creating this out of thin air, friends. Literally, no pun intended. Now, one of them topics is global warming. And I got to say this first right off the bat. Give me a break. Give me a break. I mean, what did the Lord do before they arrived on the scene? All these global warming fanatics. By the way, friends, they don't believe it neither. What did the Lord do before these con men and con women arrived on the scene? I mean, everything has been in a perfect flow as created by our Creator for over 6,000 years now, and everything on this earth is somehow now changing and must be quickly addressed? Hey, friends, Scripture is clear. Ecclesiastes 1:4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forevermore. It is not going anywhere, just like the seed of the righteous is not going anywhere. Friends, the word of the Lord endureth forever. And until the Lord says enough of what's going on earth, nothing's going to change, period. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us clearly that we're not to give ourselves in the book of Proverbs to change. We are not to give ourselves to change. And why do you think that is? Because we've seen under Barack Hussein Obama, friends, that his whole campaign was set on change. And the change that he made reference to in deceiving the American people is that he was going to go back to our founding documents to establish that which was originally intended by our forefathers. But what did he do when he got there? He did just the exact opposite. He began to attack who we are as a people, our Constitution, and our Christian heritage in reverse. Proverbs 24, verse 21 says, "My son, fear thou the Lord, and meddle not with them that are given to change. And meddle not with them that are given to change. And meddle not with them that are given to change." And what are they trying to do? They're trying to change the thought process of the new and up-and-coming generations. Hey, friends, do you remember, and I remember just like it was yesterday, like it's right now, that's how clear this is to me. Do you remember when Washington's con men and con women were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans? Do you remember this? It was about 2015, I believe. Well, wasn't it also interesting at the same time that Washington's con men and con women were attempting to deceive the people and to push you through fear tactics to move on new legislation so they could tax you all the more on something that's completely created out of thin air? It was interesting because it seemed fit for the Lord to give witness when record-setting massive snow fell during the same exact time period. See, that's what I love about the Lord in so many different ways. He's not going to leave himself without witness in the face of tyrants, friends. No, he's going to testify against them, and he's looking for his church to do the same thing. Because keep in mind, the word of the Lord from his mouth to the church is that the gates of hell shall not prevail. That means you're supposed to be on the offensive, not the defensive. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The manhunt is over for an illegal immigrant suspected of killing a police officer in California. The Modesto Bee is reporting that the man was caught in the Bakersfield area. A press conference will be held later today. As the partial government shutdown continues over border security, both sides seem to be digging in their heels, as we hear from Republican Congressman Ralph Norman of South Carolina.
Well, you know, you've heard both sides, Trish. Democrats under Pelosi and Schumer have dug in. The president has dug in. The sides are pretty well drawn. I don't see a quick end to this, as Mark Meadows was saying. There's no in between on this.
The maker of the popular video game Fortnite is ending the year with a bang, as they had over $3 billion in profits this year. Epic Games is based in North Carolina and grew to a value of $15 billion this year. And for more information on Fortnite, just ask someone under the age of 25. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Tomorrow, I want to talk a little bit about this. People are under the delusion that it's okay for Muslims to swear in on Jefferson's Quran. And what they want you to do is they want you to forget why Jefferson had a Quran. I'm talking about the third president of the United States of America. Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, had a Quran because he wanted to know the mind of his enemies. Just so you know. When you see these Muslims that have mysteriously been voted in many cases, to government positions, it's interesting to note that they think for some reason or another they're going to have the approbation of the American people because they're swearing in on Jefferson's Quran. Last week I highlighted an article by a imam who said taking jihad out of the Quran is like taking the sweetness out of honey. Friends, no matter how they want to serve it up, you need to understand your enemies are within. Again, if they're not here to assimilate, it means that they are here to conquer. And when you see them making mosques, which are military bases, friends, there's no better way to say it. So is a church in many ways, so many ways, but it's in a different form. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. You have one that's spiritual, and you have one that's of the flesh. One that's of the Holy Ghost, and one of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1. Okay? So you need to make distinction. But tomorrow, I'm going to highlight Muslim Rep. Rashida Tlaib to be sworn in on Jefferson's Quran. Muslims were there at the beginning, she says. Yes, and they were also warded off. We'll hit that tomorrow. I want to get back to what we're talking about right now. We're talking about the global warming hoax exposed. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple moments, friends, because what we're talking about again is global warming hoax exposed, and it's gone from bad to even worse. And by the way, and that's in a good way, friends, that's in a good way. good way. And how they're going to recover from this, I have no idea. But you know what you're dealing with, friends. You're dealing with a bunch of communists, reprobates. They have not the spirit to discern right from wrong. So, again, we'll be talking about some of this stuff in just a couple minutes concerning that very topic. I'm sorry, I got two things going on in front of me, and I'm looking over at the producer. Sorry. I was just highlighting, friends, that when Washington's con men and con women were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans, it seemed fit for the Lord to give witness when record-setting massive snow fell during the same exact period. I remember they were pushing it. As a matter of fact, I remember specifically it was Nancy Pelosi talking about how we needed to do something about global warming. And then the East Coast, I believe again it was in 2015, got nailed. They got nailed, friends, with massive snowfalls. Record-setting snowfalls, friends. The Washington Post, as a matter of fact, reported what the massive snowfall in Boston tells us about global warming. I mean, folks, you just can't, can you fix stupid, dull, insensible? It's a real word. I'm not name-calling, but it's true, friends. I mean, these people are like, trying to rationalize with unreasonable people is like trying to administer medicine to a dead horse. These people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They do it willfully, friends, because they serve themselves. And it's the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. But again, snowfall in Boston lately is simply insane. It was reported by the Washington Post during this exact time period. The snowfall in Boston lately is simply insane, with all-time records for snow within a 14, 20, and 30-day period. Funny how that works, I wrote. Read Luke 12:2. Again, friends, this all coming from them that profess to be wise, but what does the Bible say of them? That they're fools. They're fools on purpose. The greater fools are those that allow them to play the fool, especially when they're at the helm of their government. Okay? You know, furthermore, going on, friends, inconsistent, wavering, contradictory, friends, meteorologists and scientists. By the way, science is the study of creation. Isn't it interesting how scientists want to take upon themselves praise for something that they didn't create, but what they discovered that God did create? Craziness, isn't it? But inconsistent, wavering, contradictory meteorologists and scientists, friends, read Colossians 2:8, by the way, Colossians 2:8. Folks, they cannot even accurately tell you what the weather will be like this afternoon or tomorrow, and some folks want you to give ear to them that want to tell them what is going to happen to the earth if you don't give them more of your hard-earned money through a new tax. Yes, that was right. They just want you to give ear to no matter what they say. And they want you to respond to every emergency that they create. And by the way, at the end of the day, friends, this is again what it's all about. It's all about the money. All about the money. Al Gore's net worth, $300 million. Homes, Nashville, Tennessee, 20-room home in Bella Mead, Santa Barbara, California. 6 fireplaces and 9 bathrooms, San Francisco, California. Apartment at St. Regis. Owns a private jet. That's not his cars or his yachts. His foundation, his nonprofit foundation, is the Climate Reality Project. Interestingly enough, again, this is why they have no credibility. He was a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. What a shame. Again, when they did it with Barack Hussein Obama, they lost all credibility. Everything that they worked for just went right down the drain, literally. He's famous for Vice President of the United States of America, former owner of Current TV, actor, Inconvenient Truth. And he said on his notable quotes that he wished that he had been wrong. Well, guess what, friends? He is wrong. And to prove you to you again that it is about the money, Stephen Colbert, who I think is a real scumbag myself as well, a degenerate, he said, "I believe in global warming after Al Gore's movie made money." Listen, "I believe in global warming after Al Gore's movie made money. The market has spoken." He just told you what it was about. It's about the money. Speaking again of fear-mongering, read what Al Gore had said. Here's some of his quotes. Further generations may well have occasion to ask themselves, what were our parents thinking? Why didn't they wake up when they had a chance? We have to hear that question from them now. He notes in the same Academy Award-winning documentary. Friends, let me just stop right there. It's like that of the Nobel Peace Prize. It's like that of movies, friends, before they even come out and they were nominated, friends, for Oscars. I remember Brokeback Mountain came out. I was in L.A. at that particular time. They had their posters everywhere. And I knew that it bombed. After it came out, it bombed in the movie theaters. But yet they were giving themselves all of these accolades concerning their Oscars. And the only reason they did that is because they wanted people to see why it was that they were nominated for so many Oscars. They bombed completely. The Nobel Peace Prize has no more credibility because of the people that they're giving it to. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. This is what Pharisees do, friends. They love the praise of men. And what they do is they promote themselves. They reward themselves, friends. When you go down the street in Washington, D.C., when you go across America, you see corrupt presidents' names all over our streets. They love to reward themselves, friends. So when I look at how Mr. Al Gore received an Academy Award-winning documentary, keep in mind, friends, it's all bought and paid for. When you hear of these people that are getting these New York Times bestsellers, it's all bought and paid for, friends. Many of the musicians that you see that go platinum on their albums, you need to understand firsthand experience, friends, it's all bought and paid for. I remember, even just to take it to first-hand experience, friends, and much of this is first-hand experience on my part, but I remember we played with a band in Minneapolis, the late 90s. They were voted the number one band, best album seller in the whole country, in the Christian scene. And this guy got up, and he did the right thing. And he said, I just want to let everybody know that we're the number one band, and we have the number one record. And he goes, I want to tell you something. We only sold 5 copies in New York. And he said, you need to understand that this is all bought and paid for by the record companies. And so it is, friends. When you see these degenerates with these ratings and the approval and these rewards and, again, these accolades, you need to keep in mind it's all of them rewarding each other. And then they throw it out there and cast it in your teeth as if to suggest everybody else is just as happy about their awards as you are and the guy that gave it to you. It's ridiculous and it's embarrassing. Every single time it comes down to one of these awards, again, let me go over to the New York Times bestsellers. It's all bought and paid for, friends. Don't sit there and tell me Hillary Clinton's got some number one bestseller. She's the most hated woman and the most hated, despised woman in America, if not the world. They put themselves up, and I can give you a prime example. You know, it's interesting. It wasn't some time back, and I did an article on it, that Barack Hussein Obama was voted the most admired, and so was Hillary Clinton. And I wrote in there, 94% of the 94% of you that don't believe the media, who told you this? The lying media told you that they were the most admired. Let them gloat in themselves, friends, because you can rest assured there's very few that do. Again, they don't have the approval of the American people, but for some reason or another, like that of Al Gore, for some reason or another, because he's got some award-winning documentary, everybody believes that, whoa, he must have really knocked it out of the park. No, he knows the owner of the company. And somebody paid somebody to get that award. Because they got to try to make themselves look as best as they can in the face of the people that they're lying to. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so I'm going to play some audio for you, which we're going to do, friends, in just a minute here, and we are going to lay the axe to the root of the tree. We're not going to deal with all the branches on the tree. We already know it's untrue. It's propaganda. It's a lie. It's to create a new tax to oppress and to further enslave the people on a global scale. That's all this is about. Now listen, this again is the fearmonger, Al Gore. Okay, he said, I know that we are capable of that, he assured in a break of optimism. Our way of life is at stake. Our grandchildren are at stake. The future of civilization is at stake. Oh, where's Al? Where is Alfred? Where is Miss? Oh, he must be hanging out in one of his mansions. Or maybe he's in his private jet on the way to one of the coasts where he has one of his mansions. Well, I don't know. But again, remember, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. How are they selling this? Necessity. Emergency. Fear. Right? Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves. It's the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves that take heed to the lying tyrants. William Pitt the Younger. Now, this is where everything concerning this fraudulent criminal act, advocation of global warming comes to a sudden stop. Yes, and I'm happy to be the one to tell you about it. Let me tell you. Okay? What's up with that report? That's the name of the outlet, friends. What's up? It's spelled differently. What's up with that report. Roger Carr recently wrote in comments, a Washington, D.C. resident, John Lockwood, was conducting research at the Library of Congress and came across an intriguing headline in the November 2nd, 1922 edition of the Washington Post. It was called Arctic Ocean Getting Warm, Seals Vanish, and Icebergs Melt. I just had to get that out of me. The Bible says we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. I had to get rid of all that fear of what's coming on us, friends, because of this global warming issue that we're being told about, that they're attempting to shove down our throats. Oh, it's so... In all sincerity, friends, it's great to have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, because the Bible, that's Romans 5:5, and the Bible tells us in 1 John that perfect love casteth out all fear. But I want to tell you, too, in 1 Corinthians 13, it tells us that love rejoiceth not in iniquity and lies, but it rejoices in truth, or lawlessness, but in truth. Not in lawlessness, but in truth. So let me give you some truth. I want you to listen to this. This is a woman going to a hearing. And again, I got to tell you, friends, I almost felt stupid for her, but I didn't. Because when I looked at her, it's just like there's going to be no pity given to this woman. You dug the hole. Now you get to fall into it. You made the bed. Now you get to sleep into it. All right, now you get to sleep in it. You know, instead of her getting rid of, going back to the analogy of you dug the hole, now you're going to fall into it, right? If you want that to stop, lady, you got to get rid of the shovel. And so this is a woman at a hearing, and I want you to listen to it, and I'll play about 2 minutes of it for you, and then I'll pick it up, okay? This is her trying to push on this committee, this hearing, that there is a need for global warming. Listen carefully.
The you're obviously addressing something that you're very seriously concerned about. I noted... On November 2nd, the Washington Post carried this report. The Arctic Ocean is warming up, icebergs are growing scarcer, and in some places the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm.
Oh.
Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones. The report continued, while at many points well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared.
Oh.
Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable.
Oh.
Is this a crisis you're referring to?
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
I'm not sure how you would define a critical condition. I think we are seeing the impacts now, and this guidance is a tool that agencies will be able to use to provide us information on how
specifically to address the catastrophic warming that this report refers to.
I'm not familiar with that specific report,
well,
but I can.
Perhaps the reason is because it was November 2nd, 1922, that the Washington Post carried this article.
Oh.
I think we can agree that global warming has been going on for a long time. It's been going on and off since the last ice age. In fact,
she's talking about in the present. This is under the criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Hussein Obama, but they're going to continuously try to push this until you finally accept it, like any other agenda they push. Right? I mean, folks, it's excruciating to listen to this. The article mentions great masses of ice have now been replaced by moraines of earth and stones, and at many points, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. The original source of the story resurfacing recently was from Inside the Beltway column of August 14th, 2007. Okay? The newspaper article was located in the Library of Congress archives by James Lockwood. And friends, you need to understand that what resurfaced in 2007 was the same vernacular, or very similar, friends, almost verbatim in many parts, as to that report from 1922, November 2nd, which is in the congressional record. I mean, where do you get to the point where enough is enough and your bluff has been called? And you feel stupid about what you're doing. Folks, these aren't, you need to understand, these people are of a different spirit. They're shameless. What you just heard is a hearing where a guy read an article from November 2nd, 1922. And she's sitting there, of course, with a half smirk on her face like he was on her side. You know, what's interesting to note, hey, Sam, can you bring that video for us, that audio for the listeners, friends? Sam. Okay, I need Sam. I need to have you hear the very end, which is very short, but I just didn't want to listen to some of the things that I complained. He started bringing up evolution, which used to be illegal in this country, to be taught in this country illegally, friends, all the way up until 1968. And then he started to, and keep in mind, friends, then he started to talk about science, which contradicts itself at so many different levels. But for the most part, he was calling her bluff. Go to the very end of that audio, Sam, talking to the producer, friends, and I want you to play what he says at the very end, because it's very important that people hear what he says, because he's exactly spot on with this. Listen to this carefully.
About the recorded history of civilization, and that science tells us we're occurring long before the emergence of human life on this planet.
He's shaming her.
So now let me just ask you, what are these regulations going to cost, this guidance going to cost?
So this guidance is not a regulation. It is not legally enforceable. And in fact, what it does is...
How much is it going, if it is followed to the letter, how much is it going to cost?
I do not have that figure for you because it is not a regulation. It is not required to be followed by agencies.
I suspect because the price is absolutely astronomical, and if you dared to be candid with this committee or the American people, you'd have a revolt on your hands.
That's it right there. You would have a revolt on your hands. Well, you know, to be quite honest with you there, I mean, I thought that revolt would have taken place when the Supreme Court, in the favor of 3% of the American people, through an oligarchy, threw down prayer in public schools, which, by the way, it wasn't denounced in the sense of they couldn't pray in public schools. It just wasn't mandatory for teachers to pray anymore in public schools in 1962. And then you would have thought that revolt would have taken place in the 80s when they said no more to the Ten Commandments. Or maybe going back to 1973, maybe that revolt with the American people would have happened when the government sanctioned the murder of the innocent. Or maybe just not too long ago when the government, I don't know, jumped into the institution of the church which they have no business intermingling with, when they said men can marry men. I don't know. When is that revolt?
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.